I'm so excited that you get to listen to this podcast today. It's always a pleasure when I get to meet with people that I love and respect, and Nicole is one of those people that I really love and respect. She asked me to do a healing session for her, and she even let me record it, which is a pretty cool friend, right? So you get to hear part of that session today. She was really kind of struggling in her work, couldn't figure out why things weren't working out, why new clients weren't just coming in. And so we did some abundance work with her, and it turned out fabulous. I'm excited for you to listen. Today, you know, this podcast is really for anybody who is struggling to get things to work out like you want them to. We can get in these slumps and not understand why. And a lot of what we covered in Nicole's sessions was past life stuff. And we haven't really talked about that kind of stuff yet in the podcast, but you're going to hear some of that today. And what happens when we do clearings from past life and release that energy and see how things get to flow. And stay tuned to the very end, because you're going to hear Nicole talk about the things that have happened for her since this session. Now, we recorded this session a couple months ago, so it's given her lots of time to see how things have worked out for her differently. So she's going to explain that to you all at the very end, so stay tuned. So let's tune in. You're going to hear just a part of the session that we did, because I spent an hour and a half with her, which was super cool. But we just did about 30 minutes for you so you can listen in on the session. So I hope you enjoyed today's healing session. I'm excited for you to listen. So let's tune in.
You are listening to the Intuitive Healing Connection. Hi, my name is Gina Stroll, and I am your host. I am best known as the down-to-earth intuitive healer that doesn't sugarcoat the truth. I walk my clients through the healing process and help them heal from their past so that they can find peace and joy again. If you are interested in healing your past, tapping into your spiritual side to receive your own answers, finding your own clarity, and discovering your own wisdom, then you are in the right place. I am here to lead the way and help you discover your intuitive connection.
We're here today because you want to work on some abundant stuff. So I'm excited about that, because you and I have been talking on and off about this. So I think it's going to be very informative for you. So already, as I'm tapping into your energy, I can feel there's this resistance that's in there, because you are angry, because you've put so much work into your business. You've almost like built a wall up of like, I guess I just need to do more, but it's pissing you off because you have to do more. Or you feel like you have to do more. Yeah. That must be the answer. It's like, I'll just keep adding more. And that's not your answer, because we don't need to do more. The whole idea to me of abundance is to be able to have that free flowing. You've helped me with that free flowing back and forth, giving, receiving, giving and receiving. And it's just like in life, when we give, 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 and we're not allowing anything to come back in, we get very resentful when we do that too.
Yeah.
And so I can feel that wall. So we're going to move through that wall. We're going to come back to it. We'll break it down as we do the other work, but we're okay. Going to move through that resistance wall.
I feel the wall for sure.
Can you feel that?
It hasn't felt like resentment as much as, gosh, I'm doing all this stuff, but It has felt like there's just this barrier. Like I'm in a tide pool at the ocean and I can't get out into the waves or something.
I want you to think about and focus on this session as we do that, of releasing this giving and receiving.
Okay.
Because this is kind of where you're hung up in here, is like, no, I have to earn my way to get what I want. So this is what I'm feeling with you, is like, I've got to earn my badge of honor, so to speak, in order to get what I want. And that means I have to work hard. So this is a childhood belief that we don't just get. We don't just magically have money show up in our life. You got to get your ass out there and do the hard work. And if it's not coming in, you go do some more hard work and you keep doing it until it happens for you.
Yeah.
That masculine energy of always doing, 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 doing. And you and I are a lot alike. We do the get shit done thing. That's what I call it anyway. It's like, we'll just go get shit done. Like,
right.
And,
right.
And those are good days, but it's not always what we need. We don't always have to be in that doing mode in order to receive. In fact, a lot of times when we're in that doing mode, we're pushing it away because we're in this, I have to in order to receive.
That makes sense.
Does that make sense for you?
Yeah.
And
I didn't see anyone in my family or life that had anything handed to them, I guess.
Yeah.
Like there was no like person that was just like, you know, I see that you like this. Why don't you just try an art class? Or like I did have to figure out how to get everything. And my mom did have to. And I think my dad would be the same.
Yes. I want you to think about two women, particularly in your life. And you and I have talked a little bit about this, but I feel this strong pull towards women and particularly, especially business owners as women. And I think you have felt that tug. This is generational stuff of what women are allowed to have in this world and what women are allowed to receive in this world. And women need to know their place is what I'm hearing. And you're stepping out of that norm and it's causing an energetic uproar, which is good. It's great. But when you're in the middle of it, it feels very, very shitty because it's like, can I do this? Am I allowed to do this? Is kind of what I'm hearing. Like, am I allowed to even do this? Is this okay to do this? Yes, this is absolutely okay. We're in 2023 now. There's that tie from the past when it wasn't okay. It was never okay to be, women didn't do stuff like this. And especially stepping out in the spiritual world and start talking about all this woo-woo stuff. And that's just off the table. So we need to release that past connection for you. That one's deep. Should it feel into your body? Where do you feel that in your body, Nicole?
Yeah, I'm for sure feeling that in my stomach.
Okay, why don't you just focus on that and let's just allow that energy to release in there. And let's focus on releasing that clear from the very root. All the way back to wherever it began, and it doesn't matter. We could do a whole healing session on where it all began, and it doesn't matter. The thing is that it's time for it to be released, and it's time for it to go. It is no longer serving us. We're going to release the fear wrapped around it as well, because there's a lot of fear wrapped up in that of really letting it go. It was kind of a safety net for women. What I'm seeing in my mind's eye is that time frame, which was a big time frame, but I'm taken back to medieval castles and those kind of things in that time frame where it was really, that was kind of a safety net to stay within those bounds. It's what kept you safe. And so there's a lot of fear wrapped around that as we start talking about releasing that and letting that go. That feels better. I want to bring up feelings about money. While we're back in this time frame, let's bring up feelings about money. Because there are some big, huge feelings that are also generational stuff for you about money. Mm-hmm. And because you're intuitive, I'm going to let you. What are you feeling?
I'm feeling it's like I'm very dependent on other people. I don't feel like I have my own money. I feel like I'm very much dependent. So like you're saying, I have to live within a certain construct to like be provided for.
Isn't that interesting? Because isn't that kind of how you're feeling right now?
Yeah.
I feel like that there is a contract that is associated with that too as well. Does that feel right to you?
Yeah, I mean, like, it's feeling like a prison, but not a prison.
It's almost like a vow of poverty, like it was easier to stay poor.
Or even like an indentured servant that, like, I've been released, but then not, but it's not.
Yes.
Like some sort of agreement, but then it's like, even when the agreement's gone, I feel like it didn't change.
Yeah. So let's just focus on releasing that agreement. You can, in your mind's eye, see yourself ripping that up.
Okay.
And let's start a big bonfire and let's burn those contracts that are no longer part of who you are, that you've got everything that you need from them. And I want you to bring that energy into that, that this has come up today because you have everything that you need from those already. Sometimes as healers and as intuitives, we want to go back to that. Did I finish that? Did I clear that out? Did I do it? And I want you to let all of that go. I want you to know that today, you know, if you think about today and signing a contract and then ripping it up, that contract is done. It's null and void, right? At that point.
Yeah.
I want you to see this as the same thing. You worked in corporate for a long time. When the contract was done, it's done, right?
Right.
Okay. This is where we're at. So we need to focus on that.
Yeah, I'm feeling like I'm ripping up more than one.
Yes, you are.
Ripping this one, ripping this one.
Yeah, and the next one, and the next one, and the next one, and the next one.
Yeah, it feels like a lot of them, not just one.
And I can hear you. Well, we've already kind of done some of this work. Yeah, I get that. We're going deeper. We're going, this is like deep, deep, deeper levels. I want you to just let it go. I want you to quit overthinking it here and just let that energy move out. That's so much better. How are you feeling?
Yeah, good.
Are you done? Like that's helping. Does it feel done?
There's just one more. I feel like someone just presented me with one more. And then I'm taking that from them, ripping it up.
Okay. Is there something that you needed to know about that? Because somebody brought it to you.
Let me see. They're just saying, like, this is the big one.
Yeah, it is. I can feel that. And I
it's
feel like
a male presence. And he's like, this is the big one.
I feel like we need to know. So can you ask him to be able to see that or to look at that or to see what that is? Because you need a little bit of understanding before we let it go.
Okay. Okay. So what I'm hearing is like this was an agreement. And this one's more like a vow, but it's being presented as like a contract where I have said I am not going to share my gifts.
Oh.
Like it's not safe. I am not. And I've like made this, but it feels more official than just like a vow that you would say out loud.
Yeah.
It's like literally feels written down. Like I've written down that it's not safe. I am not going to use my gifts.
Meaning
my spiritual gifts. Like I know I had magical gifts is what it felt like. And it's like, nope.
I want you to just ask here because sometimes there's things that stand out to me, just like you knowing and understanding what that contract is. How many times have you, we're getting into some deep stuff here, like of past lifetimes and stuff. How many times have you died for showing your gifts? And I want you to just let that number come to you.
Coming up is 15, but then they're also saying that I've also died a lot, even not using my gifts, though.
Yes.
Like it's like it didn't even matter, actually. Like it's like either way it happens.
So, and then you wonder why it's been so hard to really step into, because I know I've been working with you for a while and you have waffled back and forth so many times about woo-woo side, not woo-woo side. Do we step into this or do we not? Do we not? Like how many times have you went back and forth and said, maybe I need to change my business model. Maybe I need to, it's that constant back and forth, back and forth, back and forth.
Yeah.
And why would you not feel that way?
Right. Because it hasn't been safe.
So let's move some of that fear out.
But what's interesting is they're really bringing up to me the fact that when I didn't use them, I was still killed for it, but maybe using them would have helped me out.
Oh, interesting.
That's what they're showing is like, I didn't benefit from not using them because it might have actually been a workaround or a way out of that situation. So like when I gave up, like using magic, using my gifts, using any kind of intuitive connection, it didn't actually help me and it could have actually hurt more.
Wow.
Like, that's what if big. I had used them in those lifetimes?
That's big.
Yeah.
That's some big energy too. So where I'm feeling a lot of that is in my throat. And I do know about you, how hard it's been for you to learn to use your voice. And mm-hmm. you've been struggling a lot with your podcast lately. And I feel like this is part mm-hmm. of that struggle to really speak your truth and step into your truth. You know, you've made it about time and about, you know, finding the time. But really, there's this resistance in there of really opening up and really truly speaking your true authentic self-truth, that deep. Can you feel that?
Yeah.
Almost.
Yeah, like, I'm feeling like a stuck between two worlds.
Yes.
Like I'm not fully in the 3D, like that doesn't feel good. And then I'm not fully in the spiritual. Like it's just like I'm straddling the line. And I think that's that weird neutrality I've been feeling where I'm yes. like, it feels right, but things are just not flowing.
How about
stepping out of what I'm doing doesn't feel right.
How about we get rid of the line altogether? Why mm-hmm. do we have to skate around it?
That'd be great.
I want you to just see that line and just let's just erase it. I want you to, whatever you can see in your mind's eye, envision however it shows up for you, erasing this line of yeah. we have to be on one side or the other. It's almost like a fence. It's almost like a no, right. either I stay safe or I go over here and get killed. One of the two. I don't know which is worse.
Right.
And why wouldn't you be feeling all that resistance in your work? And why wouldn't you be having a hard time showing up?
Yeah, I'm seeing it as like erasing the line, but then like doing almost like a little hurricane where it's all like blending, like
yay,
making it go in a circle, like a good tornado.
How good would it feel to not have to question what side of the fence you had to be on today?
That would feel good.
And just show up and just see you. And instead of trying to be in, do I mix with corporate? Do I not mix with corporate? Do I stay at Lord? Where do I belong? What side of the fence am I on? Wouldn't it just be nice to just know that there is no side of the fence and you just get to be you?
Yeah, that would be nice.
And I want you to imagine bringing that energy into your work.
Mm.
How would that feel to bring that into your work?
Yeah, they're showing me where, like, I've been questioning, like, the algorithms, like, my social media, the TikToks especially, they stop. And a lot of them stop at the exact same number. And I've been like, well, what is it? And so what they're saying is, like, well, what if there are no algorithms for you?
Right.
Like, what if... You know, it just is what it is.
Why you take that number and triple it while you're in this place? Did you just feel that welcome in?
I was like, actually, I was like, I couldn't do the math. I was like, what is triple of 250?
I don't care. Just make a number.
Yeah, okay.
Just double it. Whatever.
I think my math got in the way. Okay.
How does it feel to have, because what I felt when I said, let's bring in more people, it was like, mm-hmm. oh gosh, oh God, yeah. Is that okay? Is that not okay? Can I handle right. that? Now remember that freedom that we just brought in. What would it feel like to be able to bring this freedom into our business? It's got to trickle into this into your viewers, into your TikTok, into your podcast. So what was that wall for you? And I'm asking you all these questions because you're an amazing intuitive. And when we have aha moments ourselves, it's fabulous. So
yeah,
what but is there, that?
I mean, what I'm seeing my tendency is like, okay, I'm going to go push it out further. And what they're showing me is like, no, getting more people is just like you just shining your light brighter. So it's not like these little tentacles going out trying to reach people and like see me. It's more just like to double it. It's just like just being, I guess. They're just showing me light. I don't know how to put it into words, but
that makes
just
sense.
Light shining on me.
Yes. So that makes perfect sense to me because we just talked about you stepping into your true authentic self.
Yeah.
And when you do that, the feelings that came with that were like this freedom, this loveliness, this being able to talk about the strategic side of work and talking about bringing in the energy and bringing in those things. It's not about doing more. While you're here, because it's a good energy to be in, is there anything more that you need to be doing?
Yeah, I mean, they're just showing me that the numbers are the numbers. So, like, mm-hmm. I can look at them like I would the car, like a car dashboard. Like, you know, am I speeding? Am I mm-hmm. What speed am I going? And then they're just it's in my throat. You can hear it. They're really saying it's not about trying harder. Like, they're really being loud about that. Like, it's just not about trying harder. And it's like I'm giving over too much power to social media.
Yeah.
It's like, well, what if you just reached one person and they needed to hear that message today? Like, that's not good enough for you. Like, you know, why does it have to be thousands? And not that it won't be, but just like, you know, it can be whatever it is. It just doesn't have to be me trying harder.
Yeah. I'm feeling like, Nicole, that there's nothing more you're doing amazing, you're doing fabulous. I don't care if you're not, because I hear you too, like, well, I didn't post on TikTok every day and I didn't do the whole point is for you to let your light shine,
right?
Everything else is a bonus. And as you do that and let go of this heaviness of I gotta, and start stepping into what do you want to do? Where do you feel led? Where do you feel guided to go in doing that? Do you see the difference in the energy? You can feel it just as we're talking about it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
One of the things that you and I talked about last night too is this not having enough time.
Right.
To me, when you get out of this resistance mode that you're kind of in right now, and just letting the energy flow and understanding that, you know what, whatever I have time for this week is perfect.
Yeah.
That's enough.
Yeah, it's interrupted time is what I'm experiencing.
And that's coming because of the energy is feeling interrupted to me too.
That makes sense.
So as we can calm down this interrupted energy, this contracted energy that you've been under for all these lifetimes. I'm like, I can't even say years. I have to say lifetimes of interrupted. I can't, wrapped up in fear.
Mm-hmm.
Can't step out and be me, totally afraid to be me. As you let all that energy go. Oh, that feels yummy. Well, that's kind of the end of the part of the healing session that we're sharing with Nicole. We went on to talk a little bit more about her family and do some healing inside the family and some really personal things. And so we figured that first 30 minutes was great to share and let you see really what healing can do for you. You know, this was such a fun session with Nicole, and I hope you enjoyed listening to that. It's amazing to me what comes up in a healing session, what things come out. And then the best part, of course, is the transformation that happens afterwards. You know, there's always an integration period after we do healing. There's kind of a period. Sometimes people don't feel very good. That adjustment period, that shifting that comes in kind of is a little uncomfortable and can be a little bit weird. But that's the best part about the healing, is it lets you know that something actually happened. I have clients who message me and say they feel a little bit like sick, like maybe they're getting a cold, you know, maybe they're just tired, a little run down. But to me, that's validation of the energy work that we just did. So it's really cool. I know they don't think so, but it's really cool to see that. And there is that integration period. Nicole has had time to really have that integration period. It's been a few months, like I said, since we recorded. And so now you can hear the transformation afterwards. So this is the best part, right? Like, this is what healing's all about. So tune in now and listen to her story. This was what she recorded without me. This was a couple months later after she had had time to really set in that energy and allow it to adjust. And these are the things that happened since her session. So let's tune in.
I want to share what happened since my intuitive healing session with Gina Stroll. So prior to having this session with Gina, it had felt really hard each time I got a new client. It was like I was pushing a boulder up a hill and it was coming down on me over and over. It's like I would get them, but so many technology and other things would go wrong in the process. And some of them didn't reach me. Some people reached out to me and I would find their emails or their DMs, or I had a form that was not notifying me that it had come in. And it was like 4 to 6 months later, I would find that people were like, oh my gosh, I was intuitively guided to book with you. And by the time I found it, they didn't even respond to my email. So things just felt really hard in my business to make money. It felt like I was on social media and sharing and like just couldn't connect. Well, in the session, Gina found a lot of soul contracts and vows of poverty and all kinds of things about using my gifts that she was able to clear. Within 3 days after our session, a new client found me online, booked a session and signed up for one of my VIP packages within 3 days. So that means they found me, booked, and signed up out of the blue, never saw me on social media, never heard of me, all through just looking in Google within 3 days. And ever since then, my client consistency has been so much better. And at the very least, the people who are trying to reach me can reach me. That's the part I'm most grateful for. It was like I had my services up. I had everything set up, but it's like they couldn't get to me. I have no other way to explain it than it was just like an energetic block or barrier. It's really helpful if you can have someone go into your energy and just see when you have those blockages like that and those weird things happening, then where you're just like, okay, this can't be a coincidence that this happens, you know, this many times in a row. Like once you're like, okay, technology, whatever. But when it gets to like 6, 7 times, it's like, what is happening? And so Gina was such a help to me. The problem has stayed gone, which is good in case you're wondering if it was like a one-time thing. But once it was gone, it was just gone. I feel lighter. I feel less need to even promote my services. I just let it stand as it is. And people are able to find me. My last 4 clients have found me by searching, by Google search. And they say even like, I don't even know how I found you. I was just looking for, you know, like spiritual and copywriter and boom, there you were. So I highly recommend that if you have those kinds of blockages, that at the very least, you consider Gina's membership vault with the meditations for clearing, if not a session with her, like the one that you've heard here today, because I just don't know if those blocks would have ever disappeared. I do a lot of spiritual work. I'm an intuitive healer to myself. I've taken a lot of spiritual classes. I do a lot of energy clearing, and it was just like a stubborn, resistant block in there that I didn't seem to be able to access on my own. And the prior things that I've had didn't seem to be able to access it either. So I highly recommend it. At the very least, I encourage you to listen if you haven't already. Bye.
I sincerely hope you enjoyed today's episode. I love connecting with my people. So if you would like to get in touch with me, you can email me at GinaStroll@GinaStroll.com. You can find me on Facebook and Instagram and on YouTube as Gina Stroll Intuitive Healing. And of course, if you have any interest in anything that we talked about today, all of my stuff is available on my website at GinaStroll.com. And again, thank you for joining me, and I can't wait for us to connect up again. Have a great day.